Hey everyone, Brendan Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. Today, we're diving into something super important, especially with all the crazy going on in the world setting healthy boundaries in our personal relationships. You know that feeling when someone keeps texting you at 3 a.m, or always showing up unannounced? Yeah, that's a boundary violation waiting to happen. We're talking about protecting your emotional well-being, respecting yourself and others, and creating space for authentic connections. It's not about being selfish or shutting people out, it's about building healthy relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Here's the deal, strong boundaries are like a fence around your emotional garden. They help you control who gets in, how they interact with you, and what they can take from you. Without them, you risk getting overrun by negativity, resentment, or even just plain exhaustion. It's not a bad thing to want some space, some peace, some time for yourself, right? So let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build those rock-solid boundaries. 1. Know yourself. This is the foundation of everything. Before you can set boundaries with others, you need to understand your own needs, values, and limits. What drains you? What makes you feel uncomfortable? Spend some time reflecting on these things, journal about it, talk to a trusted friend, or even just sit in silence and listen to your inner voice. 2. Communicate clearly. Once you know what you need, don't be afraid to speak up. Communicate your boundaries clearly and assertively, but also with kindness and respect. You don't have to attack anyone, simply state your needs and expectations. For example, instead of saying "stop calling me so late," try "I really value our conversations, but I need to wind down after 9 p.m, can we chat earlier tomorrow?" 3. Be consistent. This is where the rubber meets the road. Setting boundaries is only effective if you enforce them consistently. The first few times might be tough, especially if someone pushes back. But stick to your guns. Remember, you're not being unreasonable, you're protecting yourself and your well-being. 4. Don't be afraid to say no. This one can be tricky, but it's crucial. You don't have to say yes to every request or invitation, even if it comes from someone you care about. Learn to prioritize your own needs and politely decline anything that doesn't align with your boundaries. A simple "thank you for thinking of me, but I'm not able to commit to that right now" can work wonders. 5. Practice self-compassion. Setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up or feel uncomfortable enforcing them. That's okay. Be kind to yourself, learn from the experience, and keep practicing. Remember, building healthy boundaries takes time and effort, but it's worth it in the long run. Ever felt like that friend who always ends up doing everyone else's favors? I know I have. One time, I was constantly agreeing to help out with projects, errands, even babysitting even when I was already swamped. My yes button was stuck on overdrive. Finally, after feeling burnt out and overwhelmed, I decided enough was enough. I started saying no more often, setting clear expectations with my friends, and prioritizing my own well-being. It wasn't easy at first, some people were surprised or even a little disappointed. But you know what? Things actually got better. My relationships became stronger because we were communicating more honestly, and I felt more energized and fulfilled because I was taking care of myself. Turns out, saying no can actually be the most loving thing you can do for yourself and your friends. So, let's recap. Know yourself and what you need. Communicate clearly and respectfully. Be consistent in enforcing your boundaries. Don't be afraid to say no. Practice self-compassion, it's a journey, not a race. Now, go out there and start setting those healthy boundaries. Remember, you deserve to have relationships that are fulfilling, respectful, and supportive. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these tips. Let's spread the word about the power of boundaries together. We can build a world where everyone feels valued, respected, and empowered. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.